Our next guests are favorites of mine. Once you get to, you know, you get to know these people, you get to talk to them a little bit, get a sense of them. When I've needed help, when Tristan was pregnant, I called Jason. He had a protocol for me with the vitamins. And, I mean, I can't even tell you how healthy our baby was and is. In large part, I credited to the vitamins, the things that we took, the stuff from the Power Mall. Grown by Nature are the best that we have ever seen, the best out there, the best type of vitamins and minerals of this type out there. I'm from a whole spectrum. Whatever you want to say. I love them. Jason Derkovitz from Grown by Nature, Dr. Llewellyn, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thanks for having us, Daniel.
Very good. Let's probably start with Dr. Llewellyn and talk about the virus. This is obviously big news, and rightfully so. It seems like Wuhan is being quarantined on a major level. We hear different rumors of this and that, what is actually going on. I don't know. It certainly seems like the Chinese numbers are low. Something serious is going on. Tell us about the virus. What do we need to know?
Well, it's a novel virus. That's the first.
What does that mean?
I hate to interrupt you.
I've heard that 100 times. It's a novel virus. I mean, what does that mean?
It means it's a new virus, and there are some similarities with other viruses, but being novel, it means this one hasn't been seen before as a total structure. So where it's actually come from, we don't know, but it's undoubtedly affecting a lot of people. I think it's it reminds me of the SARS. I did some work with that years ago, and that seemed to fizzle out. Where this one's come from, I'm not sure we really know.
When I first heard about what they claim, they claimed it came from people eating bats in soups and dead live snakes in the market. And I just thought, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. These people have been eating live bats and snakes for thousands of years, and now there's some virus. I mean, it just seems so stupid.
All of these sort of viral things have a source that's quoted, and it's usually quoted as a different source on each continent. And that's certainly been the case for the last 25 years when you get these things that what you're told in America as a source is different to what Europeans are told and what Asians are told. So you pay your money.
Well, what are you told? In Europe. Well, you're in Europe, so what have you been told?
What about this new one?
Yes, about the novel virus, yes, the new coronavirus, yes.
Basically that it is novel. Medical literature on it is very scant, but the medical opinion is sort of just saying, well, what is it? You know, because there's a lot of skepticism as to what the origin of it is, because if it came from dead snakes, which is a new one on me, but if it came from dead snakes, where did it come from to get into those snakes, unless it's a mutated other virus? And if it is a mutated other virus, science can't seem to track down what it was in the first place.
Let me ask you about SARS.
There are some people that are saying there are influenza-type aspects to this virus, which is one of the world's biggest killers, of course. There are influenza-type things. Other people are saying there are some SARS respiratory aspects to the virus, but nobody's really saying with any certainty this is exactly where it's coming from. And that's why I think susceptibility from infection of viruses is important to boost the immune system.
I deal with this every day. You know, we do news here. We have guests on and get people's opinion. I greatly respect your opinion. Let me tell you what kind of from my perspective, what I see. Take it for what it's worth. It seems I'm pretty much convinced that the virus from a variety of sources now has been boiled down to some sort of engineer. There's some sort of engineering that's gone into it, that there is some sort of flu component. There is also some sort of subsets from HIV in it. Now, there is a connection to the bioweapons lab that's there in Wuhan. There is no way that some dead snake, some HIV mutant virus got together with some sort of mutant new flu virus and created this epidemic. That it's ridiculous. It's some sort of engineered virus, whether it's an accident, whether it's purpose, I don't know. That's what I see. That's what I think. Is that plausible? Does that make, that makes much more sense than dead snakes to me.
It's certainly plausible. I'll stop there.
Okay. I know where you're going. Okay, I don't want to get you in, you know, too far down the rabbit hole. I'll go down there.
Well, I've been down the rabbit hole before, but I hope we just don't know, and we will have to find out where it came from if we ever do.
SARS, you mentioned dealing with SARS, and that was, what would, there was like 2002 or 2003, there's an outbreak, then 2012 or something.
Yes,
what was your experience with SARS?
Well, the SARS was fairly similar in some respects to the Asian bird flu and things like that. And so they're all these respiratory things, there is an association. But we found with the SARS, it was much more pockets. And why it died out, we don't really know. We do know from a lot of people that we were working with, or many people we were working with, that once their immune system was boosted up, they didn't get any symptoms of SARS or avian flu or any of the other respiratory viruses that have been around. So I think that the whole answer is really to boost your immune system, because where these viruses come from, who knows? Who knows?
That's very interesting, because, you know, I've heard many people say there's really only two causes of diseases, nutrient deficiencies and then toxicity. Well, Wuhan, about a third of the rice in China has very high heavy metals in it.
Does.
And Wuhan is without question one of the most, if not the most polluted area in the world. Talk about air, water, everything. So these people are basically bathing in toxins, and they're probably a lot more susceptible to these type of things than other areas. I mean, does that make sense?
Well, or am I just talking? The immune system isn't strong enough. Let's just be very clear about it. If the immune system can't fight these sort of infections and things like that, then people with the lowered immunity are going to be the first in line to catch these things. And there is no question that some of these toxins in the environment will actually deplete the little bits that we've got of reserve in our immune system, and they will actually leave the body susceptible to attack by virus. If you're it's very much like running on an overdraft. If you run on a big overdraft and the banks want to call it in, then they do. If you've got a lot of money in your savings account, you pay off your overdraft and the banks don't touch you. And that's very much how the immune system works. If you've got enough reserves, you can go and spend your money. If you're borrowing money to go and spend, then you're susceptible. And that's where our immune system, sorry to go on about it, the immune system is designed to stop these things. And most people's immune system, probably 70% of people's immune systems, is compromised by the lack of nutrients and a poor immune system. So there aren't the reserves there to fight these things.
Well, let's go to Jason now. This is where, Jason, what you do is come in, Grown by Nature. I'm over the moon about your products. I mean, they're fantastic. They're one of the key things that we offer at the Power Mall. Where does Grown by Nature, where do these vitamins come in to kind of bridge that gap? What did you find? What moved you to start this company and to produce such great products?
Well, again, Daniel, thank you so much for having us and allowing us to share this message. To be completely honest, I never envisioned myself owning a supplement company. My dream was to play in the major leagues as a baseball player. Except, you know, God had a different path for me. He laid before me, and I thank God every day that I was introduced to Dr. Llewellyn and what his message was. I was taking synthetic supplements in college as a college athlete. I was taking probably two or three times the amount I was supposed to take because I thought I needed a competitive edge. And, you know, what harm could that bring me if I was taking a little extra of these so-called healthy supplements? Little did I know that the supplements I was taking were actually geared to make me sicker. They're coming from industrialized chemicals that have no business inside our bodies. When you look at the supplement world, there's thousands of different companies out there that are selling supplements, but the reality is there's only a couple options that truly distinct between those companies. And what you have is on one side of the spectrum is pharmaceutical grade nutrients. Now that can be masked under hundreds of different labels and different marketing campaigns saying that their formulation is better than the next one. However, if the consumer just turns the bottle around and looks at those ingredients on every single bottle on the shelf, they'll see that they're using the same pharmaceutical grade chemicals. And then when you hear about whole food nutrients, which is the other end of the spectrum, that's where you get actual nutrients, such as what we offer with Grown by Nature. We offer organic whole food nutrients, which basically it's a concentrate of food. And that's the way nutrients are delivered to our bodies when we digest food. And therefore, it'll make sense that if we're looking to supplement that which is missing in our diet, we should supplement in the same form that is missing in our diet. Doesn't make sense to know that we're missing these nutrients in our diet and then to go take chemicals. That's only going to further push our bodies out of balance. So Grown by Nature with these organic whole food nutrients, they're providing to us what is lost in our diet. So it's my belief and shared belief that our nutrients are in fact the only true supplement because they're the only form of nutrient that is supplying what is lost in our diets.
Let me ask you, Dr. Llewellyn, a lot of synthetics, a lot of the vitamins out there, they're basically coming from the same source, the same, maybe even the same manufacturer.
About 14 pharmaceutical companies make the world supply.
Okay, so when you take those type of vitamins, what effect, you know, it's one thing if it doesn't do any good, it's another thing that it actually harms you.
There's a whole list of side effects to a lot of these so-called natural vitamins, which come from petrol, coal tar, and goodness knows what else. Jason has a full list. There are side effects to it because your body can't use much of it because it's just treated as an invasive drug, and you probably get, well, as a rule of thumb, 5 to 10%, some cases lower. But then the body has to clear up all the other chemicals that came with it and the toxic stuff that happens with it. Nasty things. You wouldn't sit down to a meal and take a petrol tablet or a coal tar tablet. There's just nonsense.
Did you say coal tar? Did you say coal like
coal tar?
Like...
Yes. Coal tar. Okay. Comes from coal.
Oh my God. What? We're eating coal?
Oh, yes, yes. Coal tar is behind several vitamins are made from coal tar and other esters. I probably could tell you, but I wanted to go back to one little point about this virus. The coronavirus as such is a virus that causes the common cold. Okay, let's be clear about that. And they're responsible for approximately, and always have been, for about 10% of most common colds. The coronavirus also was a fundamental cause of SARS. Okay, that's just medical facts. These are RNA coronaviruses, not DNA, and RNA is probably more important to keep that well maintained nutritionally, if I can put it that way. But the coronavirus as such has been around for a long while. The bit that's different is this is now called a novel coronavirus. In other words, the coronavirus has changed. How and why it's changed, nobody knows. But for most people that have had common colds in the past, well, at least 20% of cases, the coronavirus would have started it. The difference now is that it's a novel coronavirus. It is not the same coronavirus that was causing SARS and common colds. So that's the bit that's different. That's the bit that's changed about this virus's makeup. As I say, it is an RNA virus, not a DNA virus. And
all right.
Many people believe the RNA is slightly more important than the DNA, if I can put it that way. But most viruses are replicated by RNA. The common viruses we know are RNA, and except, you know, things like herpes and Epstein-Barr, they are DNA viruses. But influenza and a lot of lung diseases, including polio and other respiratory things, and including the retrovirus, they're all RNA viruses, and there's a difference between the two. The RNA virus, in my view, is you'd need to be more cautious about that.
Okay, you're throwing around RNA, ribonucleic acid, DNA, deoxy.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not a scientist. What does that mean? If it's an RNA, why is that important?
Well, I should probably get criticized for this, but I generally think RNA influences DNA. So the RNA is a bit more senior, in my view, to the DNA. The DNA does take quite a bit of influence from the RNA, but the RNA is it's a bit like the managing director of a company rather than the sales manager, if I can put it that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, why would you get criticized for saying that?
Because people don't think that RNA is so important. I think it's more important than DNA. You know, we hear all this talk about DNA research into that, this, that, and the next thing. Very little is spoken about RNA, and I think DNA acts as a little bit of a mirror for the RNA, but the RNA has more potential damaging effects than messing around with DNA.
So it's almost like the hard drive is the DNA, but then your computer operating system accesses the hard drive and, you know, manipulates it, stores it. So really the operating system, the RNA, is really where the rubber meets the road, kind of.
I would agree with your analogy. As a brief analogy, yes, I think it's very good, especially where viruses are concerned, because RNA viruses are more prolific than DNA viruses.
Okay, then let me, I'm not a scientist. I have read a little bit about vaccine research. Now they say, well, they're working on a vaccine for this, and they're working on RNA-related vaccines. When I hear that they're basically trying to manipulate RNA with vaccines, I mean, my toes curdle. I'm shrieking with a little reservation here. What do you think?
I would say trust your instincts. If your toes are curling, something inside is saying don't do it.
It would take a point of a gun before I got a vaccine. And even then, if I had any opportunity to fight back, nobody's ever given me a vaccine.
I've never had any, and my children haven't had any. And I was just looking up, coal tar is the basis of vitamin B1, vitamin B3, petrol is B6. Coal tar is also PABA. And also vitamin K, all of those natural bits are all made with coal tar. It's a bit of fun for you. I think Jason has a full list he can give you. But when you get coal tar mixed with ammonia and hydrochloric acid, and then you call it natural, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, me neither. I'm going to get my uncle's here. He does the news with me. I'm going to ask him, get him involved in this, Kev. Who's that doctor on Fox? We just talked about him a couple of days.
Mark Siegel.
Okay, there's a doctor on Fox, Mark Siegel.
Yeah.
Now, he's pretty famous. I don't know if Fox makes it out like he's famous. I don't know. He's on all the time.
He's on all the time.
He was talking about vitamin E. One of the things I love about your company, and we've had Dr. Sherry Rogers on and Dr. Gru, all talk about the importance of full-spectrum vitamin E. Dr. Siegel got on Fox News, and he said that, you saw it.
Yeah,
he said vitamin E is worthless, basically.
Yeah, we did a research. We researched vitamin E and with our patients and all that stuff, and found out that it was totally worthless.
In the JAMA magazine, they published this report that vitamin E doesn't do anything. It doesn't help your brain. It doesn't help this. It doesn't help that. And forget it. And it's the worst thing ever. And and I just had to shake my head. I was just stunned. Tell Jason, tell us.
Uncle?
Yeah, that's my uncle that's speaking right now.
I like your uncle.
Hey, Doc, I like you. I like your accent. Well, what do we sound like?
Vitamin E, forget all this broad spectrum stuff, and you've got to have alpha, beta, delta, gamma, blah, blah, blah. I won't go into that, but it's a waste of time. But most vitamin E is actually made, and I don't know if I can pronounce it from memory, but of triethyl dihydroquinone and isophotyl and other refined oils. That's so-called natural vitamin E.
Oh, my gosh.
I think there's about 25 letters in this chemical. And it really, you know, vitamin E, let's be clear, it works when it's in the R for Roger, three R's form. None of these others are. That's how vitamin E works. And I think it's a very damaging substance. It's very damaging indeed. I don't like the stuff.
So the vitamin E, how's the vitamin E that we offer with the Grown by Nature?
It comes from yellow pea, because otherwise I wouldn't approve of it.
Okay, so that, I mean, and how important is vitamin E? Let's talk about, what does vitamin E actually do?
Well, it's got a bit of fat to it, which is also very good, but it actually does provide quite a lot of benefits to the immune system, especially cardiovascular. It helps the nervous system as well, but you should never have it. And also vitamin E, of course, will also, if it's real vitamin E, not the wonderful chemical version, also helps reduce potentially toxic substances within your body. And even, you know, God forbid those people who use microwaves, but that's one of the things that vitamin E will do. It helps protect against that. It also helps overexposure to, ultraviolet radiation from sunlight.
There's the music. We're coming on the break. We'll be all back more with Jason and Dr. Llewellyn on the other side. We'll ask more about vitamin E, but does that help the cell membrane? Does it help? This is fascinating. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Grown by Nature is the best, and it's at the Power Mall. Magnesium, potassium, selenium, the multivitamin, the vitamin E, the vitamin D. At the Power Mall, among other things, check them out. They're the best. And the question I asked you, I think yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not get your vitamins and minerals from these sources at the Power Mall, these and others, where are you going to get them? Because you don't get them from the soil anymore. You don't get them from your food unless you grow it yourself and can really control soil and plant and all those things. Unless you do that, you're not getting what you need. And then you get susceptible, then you get vulnerable, then you get sick, then you die early, you know, all these things. It's pretty simple. When, you know, we act like this is rocket science or not. It's really not. It's really simple. Toxicity, lack of nutrients, what have you. This is it. We want you to be happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. And a huge part of freedom is health freedom and health vitality. And this is the Power Hour, and we want you to have the power. Of course, the phosphatidylcholine Dr. Rogers talks about is also on sale. iComplex from Dr. Abel. The wide array of coronavirus protection products, the Oreganol, the Oregaresp, the Optivita Silver, the Silver Lozenges, which are really good, by the way. You want something simple. You think, oh, my father and stuff, they won't take this, or my neighbor. I'm trying to get my neighbor to do this, or aunt, or whatever. They'll take lozenges. Everybody likes to suck on candy. It's got honey in it. They're great. Purely C, a non-GMO form of vitamin C, the Chaga Max, the of course vitamin D. We talked about zinc and selenium, all on sale at the Power Mall. Numana Food Storage is on sale. 20% off. You don't get 20% off Numana anywhere. I'm doing this because I'm here. I'm the Power Hour. On the show here, and we want you to be prepared. If you want to get some stuff, please take advantage. Call Jay, 877-817-9829. And, of course, the special on the kidney formula. Kidney formula, 15% off, 3 bottles. The CardioCom, same thing. And then the Strauss Heart Drops. If you buy all of them, I know it's a little bit of an investment, but if you buy all of them, then you get 15% off everything, including the Strauss Heart Drops. And it's just fantastic, revolutionary products. That's what we focus on here at the Power Mall. And the protein powder, the organic maca from Robert Tactalian, of course, the toothpaste, Vitamir, and the mouthwash available. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your purchases. God bless you. ThePowerMall.com. Let's get back to Dr. Llewellyn and Jason Derkovitz. We're talking about vitamin E before. Let's kind of finish with that thought. Vitamin E in the cell membrane. Let's talk about their relation there.
Me?
Yes. Yes, sir. Or Jason, if he can answer. You're the doctor, though. I think it's probably a doctor question.
Well, Jason probably knows more than I do.
He's just quieter than you are.
He knows how to speak in English better than I do. Do you want me to talk, Jason, or are you going to?
One of you talk. Cell membrane vitamin E. Let's talk about it.
Well, the important for the immune system is that vitamin E, as far as the cell membrane, is actually forms part of the cell membrane as a lipid or a fat. And that's very important, and it has a range of functions in strengthening the cell membrane, of dealing with antigens. It actually helps keep them out. But importantly, it enhances the function of your white blood cells, B lymphocytes, monocytes, blah, 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 and helper T cells. It goes on, and it's all because of vitamin E's action as to how it helps these cell membranes and promotes the health benefits of all of these other cells that are there to defend the immune system.
What is an antigen? What is an antigen?
Well, it's something that causes you a bit of problems, basically.
Like,
it's
like what?
Oh, gosh. There are thousands of them. Hundreds of thousands of them. Anything that causes an allergic reaction is generally an antigen. And you will find antigens everywhere. Essentially, they're one of millions and millions of molecules the body regards as foreign or dangerous, and they trigger a response from the immune system. So if your immune system isn't very good, the antigen takes over, a bit of a bully boy.
Okay, so
most toxins can be described as antigens, by the way.
Okay, so the vitamin E helps keep it out of your cells. What if you already got?
Yes, yes.
What if you already have it? What if you already have it in your cells? Does it help pull it out of your cells?
No, also don't forget, you're strengthening the helper cells that actually get rid of some of these nasties. And so if they're locked onto a cell membrane, the vitamin E actually, with its macrophages, phagocytes, whatever it is, they come along and throw it out. Not wanted.
Okay, so I wasn't going to go here.
They also, you see, when you're talking about the gut, most detrimental stuff in the gut, which is bacteria, you can treat those as antigens. Now, the problem with antibiotics, and I'm not decrying their use, I'm decrying their overuse. When they go in, they're a bit like we would say in England, the SAS, or in America, the Delta Force. They would go in and they shoot everything, the good guys and the bad guys. And then it's a race as to which comes back first, the detrimental stuff, the parasites and the viruses, or the good bacteria, the beneficial one. Mm. Unfortunately, a lot of the detrimental bacteria comes back first. It's a great shame, but that's what happens.
I wasn't quite going to go here, but, you know, this is interesting, this antigen talk. One, let me ask you first, if you take a bad form of vitamin E, is it then clogging the cell membrane?
Oh, Lord.
Is that a bad question?
Well, the list of what it does, I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole.
Okay.
You have to bear in mind that this is a nasty chemical, and it's not vitamin E as found in living tissue or in food. And it has a totally different biochemical pathway within the body where it, yes, I would go as far as say it is treated as an antigen, as several other so-called natural vitamins
Whoa.
Are.
So when Dr. Siegel says that, yeah, we did a study with this vitamin E and it didn't do anything, he's 100% right. It didn't do anything. In fact, it actually hurt people, that bad form. He's 100% right about that. He just was too stupid to have a good form of vitamin E.
I would agree that there is more damage on this planet from people who take vitamin E than people who don't.
Go ahead, Jason. Wow, that's a strong statement. Go ahead, Jason.
Maybe it's a truthful statement.
I was going to say, Daniel, that was my first instinct when you had mentioned you know, him giving bad press towards vitamin E, my first thought always is, well, what form is he using within their studies? Because I'd almost guarantee you 100% that they are using the synthetic forms.
They were. Yeah. We've had Dr. Rogers go over all this. And same thing with vitamin D. They do a bad form of vitamin D, and they say, oh, vitamin D doesn't help at all. I've seen the study. At least Dr. Rogers has gone over it with them. But, yes, go ahead. Continue, Jason.
Well, they did a similar type of approach with beta-carotene, or they were trying to use vitamin A for helping out incidences of lung cancer with regards to smokers. And so they started, because they saw that there was a correlation between a beta-carotene-rich diet and lower incidences of lung cancer. So then they started to try to supplement using the chemical form of vitamin A, which is usually found as vitamin A palmitate, which actually has been shown to mutate DNA cells and is listed as a very highly carcinogenic material. So then as they were feeding these smokers, it was actually pushing them into further incidences of lung cancer. So they stopped that study, and then they came out saying, you know, supplementation is not good for this. But then the diet rich in the beta carotene was actually doing the exact opposite. So it's the same thing with the foods for vitamin E versus the chemical forms. And I would agree, he probably was finding that it was worthless, but it would probably be even deeper than that to show that it was probably adversary to their health as well.
Well, the study had 200,000 people on this beta-carotene and smokers, and by law the Finnish government stopped the trial because too many were dying who were taking the supplement.
Whoa. Wow. Who should... Obviously, what I'm getting out of this is you should never take a bad form of vitamin E because it's toxic for you. Two, let's talk about who should be taking the Grown by Nature vitamin E, the good source. Who should be? Our listeners are out there. If they're listening, who should be taking this?
Anybody who wants to protect their cardiovascular system and their immune system and their nervous system and wants to inhibit toxins that are caused within the body. I think that I shall go into a tirade. I think the vitamin E that Jason does is the only form that I would say take. The others aren't vitamin E. And you will be putting toxins in your body which have been proven not to be beneficial. Now, let's be clear. There are thousands of studies showing how beneficial it is, and you can design studies to come up with whatever you want. If you're talking about real, truthful studies, then there just about aren't any with vitamin E, unless it's the real food vitamin E, and then they all show a much improved immune system. The nervous system benefits tremendously. People don't associate vitamin E with the nervous system, but I can tell you that virtually anybody who's experiencing their anxiety and migraines, and even people with neuropathy and things like that, you can almost say that without the vitamin E, and without not just vitamin E, I would always include magnesium and selenium with that. But that's how you start to help. It counteracts stress within the cell, stress and emotions within the brain. And I shall shut up now because I'm getting too wound up about it.
You mentioned selenium. Jason, I know that there was a big court case in America. I can't remember the year, but somebody was claiming, hey, if you take this form of selenium, that you'll lower your cancer risk of cancer death. And it went to court. The EPA or some FDA or something sued them. They actually won their case because the court ruled, yes, it actually does. And so they can claim that. So this was a big deal. I know that you were involved.
Well, let me just interrupt you. I did at Trinity College in Dublin, which is one of the world's leading teaching medical things. We did, well, I wasn't directly involved. It was the same thing Jason's using, but I did get involved and had various sort of punch-ups with the professor there, but never mind. What it showed, this was on bowel cancer, And when they were using the selenium, vitamin E, beta carotene, and vitamin C that Jason uses, then the cells became normal again. In 3.5 years of using various forms of the chemical so-called natural vitamins and minerals, there was no change. Now, that's a published study, published in, what do they call it? The world's major gastroenterology public gut. It's called gut, and it's been published there. And so that was a very clean thing, that the food ones worked and the chemicals didn't.
So that was vitamin C, selenium, and what else? What were the things, beta carotene?
Vitamin E, selenium, vitamin C, and gosh, I wish I'd invented
beta carotene.
And beta-carotene, yes.
Wow.
They were not causing problems. And that was a 5-year study with 6-month and 1-yearly intervals to monitor the patients.
Now, here's an important question too, Jason. Now, when you look at, you know, say, at a big box store, a vitamin will say your daily allowance, it'll say this many milligrams or what have you. And then when you look at yours, it's in a totally different measurement system. How do you compare? How much of this should you take? Because I've had people say, wait a minute, this isn't giving me hardly any vitamin D or C or whatever we're talking about. So talk about that, the reason your vitamins and minerals are listed differently as far as the amount in them compared to big box stores.
Sure. The best example I often use is with calcium, because the numbers are straightforward. Our 30-milligram tablet will deliver more utilizable calcium to the body than 1,000 milligrams of calcium carbonate, calcium gluconate, calcium citrate, all the different forms of calcium. There's several different forms of rock form or salt form calciums or synthetic amino acid chelate forms. Our 30-milligram tablet will deliver more utilizable because it is protein-bound and it's in the correct form. Now, way the math works out on absorptions and such, if you take that 1,000 milligram of calcium carbonate, that means that 610 milligrams is carbonate, which is down to 390 milligrams of calcium, and that's how it appears in the soil. We don't have the same bugs in our gut that is found within the soil to break that rock down. So when we ingest calcium carbonate, we'd be lucky if our body would absorb at best 4 to 5%, I think it's been quoted as. So now if you do the math on that, you start out with 1,000 milligrams, but only 390 milligrams is actual calcium bound to the carbonate, which is unusable. Your body can't break it down. So out of that 390, if you take the 4 to 5% of that, you're looking at maybe 10 to 12 milligrams of calcium that may be absorbed. That doesn't mean it's going to be utilized correctly. That just means it entered the body and never came out. So that
the more of that you take, the weaker women's bones will become. We've done that study.
So let's be clear that this is very important information. So to break everybody's paradigm who's out there, especially new listeners, and I'm not ragging on Walmart or Target or whatever, but a lot of these vitamins at these big box stores, you go there and the different, especially the sources of calcium, are not a readily absorbable form. They will actually lessen your bones. They will actually have, your body's going to have to work to then detoxify them. It actually has, you may have some slight benefit, but you have there's a lot of negative side effects with them. And sometimes it's a net zero. You're actually better off not taking anything in many cases. Is that what you're saying?
Well, at certain ages, menopause and things like that, I would take an extra calcium. But we did Paget's disease, which is, you know, much worse than osteoporosis. And we measured, I think, about 20 forms of calcium. And the only one that added to bone tissue density was the one that Jason uses, that calcium. And that was only at 60 milligrams. Now, but it was, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it was high potency compared to food. And,
so,
you know, the idea of getting calcium from milk is a nonsense. Oh, I'll shut up and let Jason talk.
No, let me jump in. Let me be clear about this. So somebody, like your multivitamin, so just the average person, should they take one a day? I mean, how many multivitamins should they take a day?
Well, I don't know what the cost is, but I think one or two a day is fine. I take two or three a day.
Okay. Now, if say you do have osteoporosis or osteopenia or something like that is going on with your bones, you need bone density, you want to order the calcium. How much then of the calcium, if you have a specific problem, should you take?
As a general rule, I would say for the first 6-8 weeks, 2 or 3 a day, and then drop it back. It depends when they measure the bone tissue density. But the more you take of these chemical ones, the weaker the bones will get. And I can explain that, but you probably don't need me to.
No, I think people know. I mean, they're either going to know or not. We got about 6 or 7 minutes. I'm not trying to rush you, but I'm trying to rush you.
Those calcium supplements also stop your body absorbing iron, magnesium, manganese, copper, phosphorus, zinc. They stop a whole bunch of stuff coming into you. They will increase and promote cell aging. They promote heart problems and heart attacks and hypertension, kidney disease, even prostate and lung cancer associated with these high calcium supplement intakes.
All right, Matt, potassium. How important is potassium? Let's talk about that, Jason.
Potassium is another essential mineral.
We forget about it. But that potassium goes with your salt. Explain that.
And that's another one that I always hear or see on the internet forums and stuff, which I try to participate in to share the truth about supplements. And people, you often brush it off and they say, oh, you're not getting enough with yours. You know, this is why I supplement with this one. It's got 3,000, but then they're taking potassium chloride or potassium iodide. They're taking these forms that are not going to be readily available and utilized correctly by the body because they're missing that protein structure. So the same thing that I was saying with calcium is the same thing with our potassium. Our potassium, 25 milligrams, will deliver more potassium than 1,000 or 2,000 milligrams of the potassium salt.
Well, who needs potassium? Let's talk about that. Who needs potassium?
Everybody.
Well, I mean, okay, so why should I just get enough in the multivitamin, or why would I specifically take potassium? That's really what I'm asking. Why would I specifically buy the potassium because I'm getting cramps, because why?
Well, usually cramps are the first indicator where people determine, okay, well, something is going wrong, and we're taught, you know, that potassium is one of the main minerals being depleted, why we're getting those cramps, or magnesium even. You know, those two could definitely help with the cramping situation. I'm sure Dr. Llewellyn could share a little bit more insight on that.
Let me just share one thing. A lot of people take bananas for potassium, and that's a fallacy. If you take yellow bananas, you will not get the proper potassium. You need it to be ripe. That means when some black spots appear on it, that means the potassium and other sugars can be delivered to the body. The yellow bananas actually are not that good for you. But, you know, things like avocado will have twice the amount of potassium than bananas anyway.
What, do they need to be ripe also? I mean, obviously they pick them green.
Yes, well, and then you've got the whole freezing thing. But if they become ripe, then avocado is very high. One of the highest is actually parsley, believe it or not.
Parsley?
Parsley and good green tea.
Wow. We got 2 or 3 minutes left. I'm always amazed talking to both of you, your knowledge and what you're doing, your passion. I love what you do. We're so proud, more than happy. We're just proud. I mean, for whatever word you want to use, to be associated with you guys, to have you on. My hat's off to you. We got 2 or 3 minutes left. Your products are fantastic. Obviously, multivitamin, probably everybody should start there. They may have specific things. I think vitamin E, the more I learn about it, how essential that is. The phosphatidylcholine, the real good cod liver oil. Dr. Rogers talks about these things are just essential. And if you stay on top of them, your life will change. I mean, these are life changing interviews we're having here. So you guys, we got about 2 minutes left. I'll leave the final thoughts to you guys.
I'll say one thing, being a bit of a bully, which is that if you take a multivitamin and mineral and it's not the form Jason uses, you shouldn't take it. The medical literature will tell you that mixing these chemical minerals with chemical vitamins should be taken a minimum of 8 hours apart. So when you mix them all together, you actually add to your immune system burden.
Well, we've got that. But Dr. Lett, you've convinced me anyway. Uncle Kevin here is shaking his head, too. We're not taking any of these crappy vitamins. So go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I
last
wouldn't
thought.
Take them on health grounds.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Isn't that powerful? Jason, we got about a minute or so. Final thoughts.
I would like to use my minute to express my most gratitude for you and the Power Hour for throughout the years, Daniel, because it's because of shows like yours that gets the truth out there and is more concerned with the truth that we're able to get this message out there. Grown by nature, we don't put money into an advertising budget, but I was kind of curious as to seeing how far we can get this message out there just by word of mouth. And today we've shipped over to over 30 countries outside of the U.S. from this point, every state within the U.S., Canada, Mexico. And we're just grateful that we're able to get this message out there, because the truth is you're not going to hear the truth out in the marketplace. Everyone's trying to, get one up on the next guy. But if you take a look at what we're sharing, everything that Grown by Nature shares starts with the foundation of truth, and that's where our marketing begins. We have the studies. We have the evidence to show that what we are saying is truthful. So at the end of the day, when people stray from Grown by Nature, they often come back because they realize that we are the ones that are sharing the truth and the products that match that truth.
Fantastic, Jason. Happy to be a part of it. Selenium. I think people forget about it. I think everybody should be taking a separate selenium just to help prevent cancer. Dr. Wellen, yeah?
Correct. 70% of Americans are short of cancer, and some forms of chemical selenium cause cancer.
There you go. Oh, my gosh. There you go. Everybody who's listening, I always try to put this in my terms of me. I definitely need the vitamin E. I definitely need the multivitamin and the selenium for sure. And I would certainly consider the other things, calcium and what have you, on top of it. No question. At the Power Mall, you know where you can find this. Give us a call. Be patient. We've been super busy because you guys are responding to this and you're supporting us. So thank you. Thank you for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow I will be here. Interview with Ronnie, former NBA player, played about, 11 or 12 years. And we're going to go all over the board. You're going to want to be here and hear this. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.